It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Curie. We're getting some of your tags here at 57500.
We want to remind people, too. I know you're going to read these texts for in just a second, but I want to remind you. Actual helpful content around the corner on the Nightside Project. Doesn't happen very often, but we're going to be doing it with Dr. Matt Woolley. He's going to be directing us in a little bit of cognitive therapy over the radio.
And that's
the
thing. It's going to be great.
So there's that. Wait, you had a text you want to read from Unky Ben, is that right?
Here's one from Unky Ben. I've got a few texts I want to read. Mm. If Ethan goes vegan and starts doing CrossFit, which do you think he'll bring up first?
I told him, I said neither. You'll bring up your rescue dogs.
Your rescue
first.
Dogs, yeah, for sure.
Either that or if you ever run, if you ever run a marathon and I have to run into you after that weekend.
And be like, you know, ever since I've been doing the plant-based diet, I started running marathons.
Don't worry, Alex. Don't worry, because I'm going to FaceTime you during the marathon.
That seems like
20 miles in. I feel real good. I'm so glad that I've been doing vegan.
You know, I haven't been. You know, I know a lot of friends who've dropped out of this race right now today because they haven't been going plant-based. They were eating those ribs right before the start of the race. Now they can't get through it.
Alex, you got to come do this with me. You got to go vegan and start running marathons. To change your life.
Those guys are the worst. Those guys are the worst. I think we figured it out. All right. Ethan, we got a very important thing right now, and that is some consumer news. For those of you who are still out and using your buying power in the community, these stories are for you. So here we go.
Nightside consumer news. It could save your life. Or not.
Definitely not.
All right. First up, there's a Chick-fil-A in Lynchburg, Virginia. They're running out of coins just like everywhere else. Even my gas station, the gas station that I go to, they've got a sign up that says, hey, if you can, use electronic payment because we're running
out
of coins.
Is it being held by a guy on the corner and it's written on cardboard? Because that's actually a scam.
No.
We're totally short on coins over here.
No, it's a real deal.
If you could go ahead and throw them right at me, that would be great.
This Lynchburg, Virginia Chick-fil-A location has put out a call on its Facebook page. With this offer, if you bring in $10 of change, any combination of pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters, they'll give you a $10 bill.
Oh, $10? Wow.
And they'll give you a free entree. So all you do is bring in $10 in coins, they'll give you a $10 bill and a free entree. That's not bad.
That seems like a good deal if you've got those coins. If you're still hoarding those coins, I will just say this. You have never cared for change. You pretended like that change was important to you, but you kept it in your house and you stole it from everybody else. And
it's never going to be more valuable than this, you guys. So take advantage of these deals. Here's my question, though, because I know that banks are limiting the amount of change you can get out, but can you get $10 out in change?
Oh, I don't know.
Because if you can, just go to your credit union and get a free lunch.
Yeah,
you know, go to your credit union, pull $10
out.
Wait,
they're doing the free lunch at the credit union too?
No. Go to the credit union, get $10 in change.
Right.
Go to the Chick-fil-A, turn it in. You get the $10. You get your free food. You get your free lunch. Then drive that $10 bill back to the credit union. Put
keep
it back in
it.
Your account.
You've got yourself. Well, no. You keep going back for more. You take that $10 back. You take the $10 back and go, hey, I'm back. I need $10 in coins.
Yeah,
and then you
that's
go back
true.
Get another. This could be it, this could be your infinity. Entree from, did you say it was Chick-fil-A?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they're giving it to you on a card, the value of like a free, a card for like a free chicken sandwich or whatever.
That is
so that's even better because you can hoard them.
you could be one of those guys.
Did I pick the right word? Is that the right word?
I think
word,
you got hoard? The right word. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Chick-fil-A, and before you start pestering our local Chick-fil-A franchises,
this is out of
Virginia, Lynchburg, Virginia. So
you know, and
are they doing it here? I have no idea.
I bet
that if I walked into my gas station and I said, hey, I've got $10 in change. If I give you this $10 in change, you give me a $10 bill and a free Big Gulp. Or it's not a Big Gulp. It's not 7-Eleven. It's a Holiday Oil. So it'd be a free Big Swig or whatever it is.
See, if I was, and if I was
super free super swig, I bet they'd say yes. I bet they would go for it.
If I was panhandling right now, I would say, I would write a sign. It would say this: COVID-19 and the coin shortage have hit me hard. And it wouldn't be untrue. And that's the whole thing, is like, I could use your extra change. I bet if everybody reach into that coin, that ashtray filled with coins, do they still make cards with ashtrays? That's kind of a thing of the past. If there's if you could reach in that coin drawer on your car, and reach and just get those coins out, we could just be rid of that whole thing. That's extra weight that your car has to drag around all year. That's increased gas mileage. You get rid of those coins. Come on.
There's another business that's doing this. It's a brand new Taco Bell in Newman, California, and they are doing a very similar thing. They're saying, hey, if you bring in...
Ethan, none of this is helpful to me. A California Taco Bell and a Virginia Chick-fil-A?
But this is a trend. This is what I'm saying. I'm trying to point this out and saying, hey, maybe there's some opportunities here.
Go in and start to say, can I talk with the manager when you go into your next Chick-fil-A visit? Hi, I just noticed that you guys were not running that free entree... deal with the with
they
the coins.
Virginia.
I'd be like, look, I've already done the liberty of pulling out $100 worth of coins.
I just think there's an opportunity.
You owe me 10 entrees.
I think there's an entrepreneurial opportunity here to supply these businesses with change. Because why would there not be a need for this in Utah? What, all they don't have enough change in California and Virginia because it's all in Utah? No, of course. Utah businesses are going through the same problem. They got the signs on every retail business. They got all the signs. Please pay electronically. Please have exact change. Whatever the case may be. And
you don't have to tell me twice. I haven't used coins to pay for anything since the late 90s.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I got in on that. I got in on that trend early.
The only place I love to use coins is, and this is admittedly rare and not very
nickel cade, which by the way is never just a nickel anymore. But
no,
yeah, go ahead.
No, but when you're traveling, when you're overseas, when you have the chance to visit another country, isn't it awesome paying in cash? I love it. I'm like, I'm not paying with my credit card here. I'm going to pay in cash. Let me count out these
coins.
I'm
going to pay in your euros. Is that right? Is that how you say them?
How many kroners does it take to buy this loaf of bread?
Hi, I've got these French lira. Are they good here still? I'm trying to think of the... Hi, I'm in Frankfurt, so I'm paying in francs. Do you guys still accept those, or are we just full-on embracing the EU?
Or did you mean the sausages? Right. Or did you mean the skin of the sausages?
Ethan, we asked people to text in if they have... Just be honest with yourself. Has your personality changed during all this? The answer is, for a lot of people, yes. During the coronavirus, personalities have actually changed. It's an actual scientific fact. So how has it changed for you? How about this one? I am grumpier, impatient, and everything makes me mad.
This sounds like
I sent this text in right here. Another person says, mental health was great until I was reminded that this is the last three nights of the Nine Side Project. Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, we've done our part.
We can't give any more.
But you and this texture, though, this grumpier, impatient, everything makes you mad.
Yeah.
You should talk it out, man. You should talk it out with Dr. Matt Woolley or somebody else, because...
Fine. When Dr. Matt comes on, well, he knows. Look, he'll just say right off the bat what I probably don't want to hear, and that is, if men are more irritable, that's like the number one... that's the number one indicator for like some depression symptoms.
That's why I brought it up. That's why I brought it up. Cause this, I,
Ethan, I'm not depressed. I just hate you. I'm not depressed. I'm just mad about you. Right.
I had this, I went through this earlier in the spring, and it took a while for me to realize what was happening. Cause, I'd never really experienced it before. And it's worth talking it out, man. Your mental health is
this
just
one
like
says,
your physical health.
Much more healthy since they shut down the butter your own popcorn fountain. Well, you weren't supposed to drink it. I know it was a fountain,
butter
but technically
own, butter your own Big
but the
Mac.
butter your own popcorn fountain at the movie stores have gone away, or at the movie theaters have gone away temporarily. But just as an aside, you weren't supposed to put them in your fountain drink. All right,
It was a butter your own Mountain Dew.
Butter your own Diet Coke. We'll come back. We've got more to go. We've got Dr. Matt Woolley around the corner. I've got questions from our listeners from the last couple weeks. And it's going to be some free therapy for you. Although I already feel like I've gotten a lot off my chest this show. So stay with us. More to go. The Nine Side Project continues after news, traffic, and weather.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.